With us on the line is David Jenkins. David, you're a lobbyist for Conserve America, which is a group of Republicans that wants the Republican Party to return to its environmental and conservation roots. In terms of this year's presidential campaign, how have the candidate views on the environment been viewed by Conserve America?
Well, I mean, we've been very disappointed with sort of the tone and tenor of the campaign, with the exception of perhaps John Huntsman, who was more forthright and seemed interested in really solving some of the environmental problems we face today. With a lot of the other candidates, you know, we've heard a lot of rhetoric that was sort of designed to feed a very small percentage of the base, a small group that are sort of on the fringe of the party. And that really doesn't help you win elections, and it doesn't make for a sound policy. I mean, you know, you look at Newt Gingrich and Michelle Bachmann calling for abolishing the Environmental Protection Agency, which, by the way, was created by a fellow Republican, Richard Nixon, and has served the country well for several decades. So, you know, that kind of stuff, very, very, very radical, extreme shifts from things that have worked just to try to appeal to sort of a more libertarian group of folks that are anti-government. That doesn't make sense for our party, and that doesn't make sense for the country either. So when we hear those kind of things being expressed on the campaign trail, it's like, you know, who's advising these people, and how, you know, how are they coming to this? Because once you get through a primary, you have to appeal to the broad public, and it's not that small group of Republicans that you need. It's most Republicans that you need. It's most independents that you need. Some crossover Democrats that you need. You need to connect with the values that the majority of Americans feel, not pander to a small segment. We like to call it falling into the, or putting yourself in the panderer's box, because what you do, you pander to a small group to try to appease them in a primary, and then that puts you in a really bad position to appeal to a broader audience when you get to the general election.
Let's talk about that concept of the Tea Party sector of the Republican Party and the whole mantra of drill, baby, drill. Where do you think a majority of Americans stand on issues like this?
Well, it's another example of sort of pandering, because, I mean, of course, all Americans want affordable energy, and we want to be able to drive our cars and not cost us an arm and a leg, and, you know, be able to keep our income and not have to spend it on things that are unnecessary. But, you know, if you look at the amount of oil this country has and how expensive it is to get some of these more remote reserves that we're sort of now forced to explore because the easy stuff has already been used up, it is really, you know, lying to the American people if you simply say that we can just drill, drill, drill and somehow meet those energy needs. It's not a geologic reality. So, you know, at a minimum, our party should be able to be straight with the American people about geologic reality, you know. So what you need is a diverse energy policy that, sure, we drill more in places where it's smart and safe to do that, but we also have got to be thinking about, as oil supplies, you know, get lesser and lesser, it's a finite resource, what are we shifting to? What are we turning to? And so we need to diversify our energy sources. And we also need to pay attention to conservation. I mean, you know, it seems like in the Republican primary, nobody talked about common sense conservation, saving energy. And they all just talked about getting more and using it. And since when is waste a conservative value? It's not. And so one of the ways we can help put downward pressure on, like, the price of gas and stuff like that, is to use less. And I don't mean using less to, you know, somehow deprive ourselves of traveling or something. I mean using less through smarter technology and getting our cars to go further on a gallon of gas. If you have a car that gets 40 miles per gallon, you're paying the same for gas when gas prices are $4 a gallon as someone who has a car that gets 20 miles per gallon is paying when gas is $2 a gallon. You're going further on each gallon. And that's just smart. That's smart for your pocketbook. It's smart for, you know, making our energy supplies last longer. So just going out and say, oh, all we got to do is stick a hole in the ground and all of our problems will be solved, it's fooling the American people. It's not honest, and to me, it's beneath what the Republican Party should be.
Last question in terms of Mitt Romney's presidential campaign. Where do you think they should go in terms of trying to appeal on these energy and environmental issues?
Well, I think it starts by proposing thoughtful policies that reflect a genuine stewardship ethic. That's an ethic that the vast majority of Americans share, and that are designed to solve problems and bridge political divides, not, you know, throw up policies that are designed to simply highlight the differences between you and your opponent, or to score a political point here or there without thinking about how does that translate when you actually have to run a government. So thinking more long-term about what's good for the country and less about short-term politics is certainly, you know, you can't argue with that being the way to go. It's just, it's smart for so many reasons. It's smart politically because you're trying to appeal to a broader group of people, and it's smart from a standpoint of setting yourself up to actually accomplish something once you're in office. I mean, we've always believed that conservatives can come up with better solutions to environmental problems than liberals can, and history bears that out. I mean, if you look at all our major environmental laws, you look at our land stewardship initiatives, I mean, we're talking about stuff put in place by Republican Abraham Lincoln, Republican Theodore Roosevelt, Republican Dwight Eisenhower, Republican Richard Nixon, Republican Gerald Ford, Republican Ronald Reagan, with a lot of wilderness bills into law and the Montreal Protocol, George Bush put in place cap and trade to solve acid rain. You just look down through history and, you know, conservatives have come up with these smart solutions to solve our environmental problems. You look at the liberal side and the Democrat side, it's actually much less, even though they talk about the issue and try to own the issue. We should own the issue because we have so much to brag about. But you've seen a lot of folks in the party just run away from that, and it's kind of driven by libertarians trying to cater to some of these anti-government types, which really doesn't represent the mainstream. But back to Romney, you know, you've got to stand for what is right. A good case in point was Senator Inhofe had a resolution to roll back some proposed restrictions on mercury emissions. Well, you know, I'm a pro-life guy, and I know mercury is something that is, when it's in the environment, it accumulates in food and eventually causes harm to unborn children. So obviously we need to make sure we do everything we can to minimize the amount of mercury out there. But just because it was contrary to what the current administration was doing, the Romney campaign jumped on board and supported the Inhofe resolution, which, you know, it seems inconsistent with being pro-life because the harm to the unborn and the birth defects and so forth that mercury exposure has been proven to cause. And the limits that are being set on mercury are actually designed based on the latest medical information as to what we need to do to protect the unborn. Another instance was public lands. When Governor Romney was out in, I think it was Nevada or somewhere like that, talking to some anti-public land types, he questioned the need for public lands. Well, you know, the vast majority of Americans love their public lands. They love their parks. They love hunting. They love fishing. They love getting outdoors. To question the value of public lands, one, how does it help you win the broad public? And two, how does it set you up for governing? How are you going to govern and manage the national parks and manage the national forests and manage the public estate? This is not government-owned land. This is taxpayer-owned land. And so there's things like that where you see instances of sort of stepping out on a position to pander to a very small segment of the public without looking at the big picture and thinking about what's truly smart policy for the nation and for the American citizens. So I would urge the Romney campaign to, you know, think less about scoring short-term political points and more toward solving problems, because I think if American people see a candidate that's truly willing to solve the problems we're facing today, even if it means breaking a few eggs on their political side of the aisle, they will respect that and they will trust that person to lead the country.